and welcome back to another episode of Yvette Unplugged. Today we have my very, like, my Woman Crush Wednesday in person, live and in person. We are here with Brandi Sellers. I am so excited to have her on my podcast. I met Brandi at a Moms in Color event. I don't know if you remember, but I remember.
I do remember.
I remember feeling kind of like I remember. So I live in, so for the audience, I live in like San Diego County and Brandi is more in like LA. And so it's a couple or it could be 2 to 3 hours difference between us, depending on where in LA Brandi is. But in San Diego County, there's not very much, like there's not a lot of community for Black moms. And so when I found out about this Moms in Color event, I was like, I'm going. And it was a few hours away. And I invited a few girlfriends, but I think only one girlfriend came with me. And when I was there, I kind of was feeling a little uncomfortable and out of place. But Brandi, at some point, ended up sitting and talking with me. And she was talking with me in a way that just helped, made me feel seen and welcomed. And you just, I feel like you embody that warmth of a person. And it's just so, I don't want to say contagious, but like, it's just draws people in. And the cool thing about it is like, I follow you on Instagram. And so when I see you on Instagram, I'm like, there's just no way this person can be like this. Like, you know what I mean? Just so happy and joyful and like down to earth and real. But then I get to meet you in person. I'm like, oh, shoot. Like, she's real. She's the real thing. And Brandi was also someone who, when I was pregnant with Uzziah, my last child, and I was like, my doula just had a baby, like, and I don't know if she's going to be able to do it. Will you please be? And she was willing and ready to be there. And it ended up working out where I was able to have my original doula. She brought the baby to the birth. Did I tell you that? The baby was there helping with the whole thing. And it was a beautiful birthing experience. But even after the baby was born, Brandi was offering to come down and just take care of me. And I just love you so much. And I don't even get to like spend time with you or do all the things with you. But if I lived in LA, you best believe I'd be all up in your space. But you are my Woman Crush Wednesday today. And I am so grateful to have you here on the podcast to just kind of share. I want everyone else to experience what I get to experience in some small way, you know? And so I want to give you a moment, introduce yourself, like tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are in your own words.
Oh my God. Whew. Well, first I want to say thank you for that. Thank you. I literally wanted to go like this to myself just now because, I'm very like visual and physical and, I literally put my hands like this because I'm working on when people say kind things to you, to really just receive them, receive them. Because my natural instinct is like, deflect, 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 and be like, oh, that's so great, right, buddy. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And know that I feel the same way about you. I really, really do. I think you are such a light and, you are welcoming as well. And so as far as I'm concerned, like attract like, and I just felt the same thing from you. And so just gravitating and just radiating from you as well. So, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A little bit about me. I am a birth and postpartum doula. I am the creator of Not So Private Parts, a platform that I started in 2016, It was after I had my first miscarriage. And, you know, I didn't really see any resources out there on what to do after a miscarriage. You know, I was Googling stuff and like, hey, so what do you do after you miscarry? You know, how long, you know, do you bleed? How long do you wait until you want to try again? Like, what are the rules here? I'm a rule follower. So what are the rules of engagement here? I just need to know. And I really couldn't find anything. And then I knew I had friends who had experienced loss. But, you know, I didn't want to be that person that's like, hey, so remember that time you had that miscarriage?
Yeah.
You want to talk about that right now? I know you're folding clothes, but do you want to talk about that right now? Let's get into that. I know that while I might be that person that's like, oh, let's talk about it, everyone is not that. It's hard. And so I wanted to be and create what it was that I needed, what I needed. And so I started that in 2016. I'm a mother of three boys. The oldest is three of them. and we're done. We are done.
Okay.
I thought I was gonna have a girl. I thought I was. I'd have been a really good girl mom. I thought I would. But I really do believe that God gives us the children that we need. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I'm supposed to raise some really dope men. And in raising these men, it's really provided so much healing for me as well. And so I think for me, you know, obviously having a girl would have had its own set of challenges as well, but having three boys that communicate differently than you, they think differently than you, they just navigate the world differently has been such a beautiful challenge. And it has caused me to, I've learned things from them in how to communicate, how they just say stuff. They just say it. And it's just like, there's no like, well, how is that gonna, they just say it. And then there's things that I teach them. Like, you need to think about how things land with people.
Yeah.
How is that gonna land? How is that gonna make them feel? And so there's that. I am a wife. We've been married. John and I have been married for 15 years. We've been together for 20 years, which is weird. We've been together longer than we've not been together at this point, which is weird. and yeah, I'm married to my best friend, which is awesome. Let's see what else.
How old are your boys?
Yeah, and I'm the co-founder of Moms in Color.
Give us some context about the ages of your boys.
So my oldest is 14. Jax is 14. He's 6 feet tall. It's weird. He's 6 feet tall. So imagine, like, I remember him being Jupiter's age, who's the baby boy. He's two and smaller. And now he's 6 feet tall. And I have to look up at him when I'm talking to him because I'm only 5'2" on a good day. Yeah, just talking. Like, we're having a conversation. I'm like this, you know.
Oh, man.
And it's weird. It's so weird. But I love 14. I love 14. 14 is a really, really sweet spot. It's kind of like 5 years old. I love 5 years old where Jedi is. Jedi is five.
Okay,
now.
Five.
And it's a sweet spot. Like, they are both curious and they're both like also willing to kind of listen a bit, you know. 12 years old was rough.
Was it?
Because it's like the twos all over again. They have this independence.
Oh.
Yes, it is. It is like the terrible or terrific twos. I'm gonna say that. But we all know what it is. It's a trip. They are wanting independence, but they don't really have independence. They're 12. Yeah. Which, what can you do at 12 that you couldn't do at 7? But they're wanting this independence and they just want to be contrary. It's weird. it's weird.
You know what? But I taught 12 year olds, so I kind of know what you're talking about, because that's what is that seventh yeah. or eighth grade?
Seventh.
Okay, yeah. So I had eighth graders, but similar time frame. Like they thought they were grown, but it's like you're still a child.
You are a child. And oh, it's rough. But 14, I like. We're you 14. Okay. And we are like, I think he's at the point where he's like, okay, so my mom and dad, they kind of know what they're talking about a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I might want to just, I don't have to hear them out immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, I can still have some resistance because I'm 14 and I don't want to just go in like, yeah, let me listen. But I think I should listen.
Yeah.
And so it's a really cool age when he comes in. He's like, Mom, so what do you think about this? So aww. This person said this to me. And should I text them this? What do you think? And it's a cool conversation because, you know, we can kind of get into a lot of things that we couldn't get into before. And yeah. So, yeah, 14 is cool. Jedi's 5. It's awesome. I love 5 years old. I love 5 year old Jedi. 5 year old Jedi is so much kinder.
Okay, tell me about his name. How did you land on that?
Jedi.
Name?
So, funny enough, I've never seen Star Wars.
Okay. I haven't either. But okay.
I have no point of reference. Never seen it. John just saw it maybe like 2 years ago. No point of reference. But we knew that the word, the name Jedi is actually Hebrew and it means friend of God.
And so we just.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Theophilus. Short for Jedediah.
Okay. Got it. Because my son, my 8-year-old, my oldest, he just turned 8 yesterday. And that's a whole trip.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. But his name is Theophilus and it means lover of God or friend of God. So that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys probably at this point know why I love Brandy so much. She is just a darling. And so I kind of just want to get into you a little bit more, just unpacking this light, this joy that you seem to radiate so well. And it's like a joy that because I know you've experienced hard things in your life. You've experienced miscarriages. You've experienced things in marriage. You've experienced raising boys in America. Like, there's so much stuff that could, like, you know, just tear you down or break you down. And you seem to just push through. And literally, like, I have this phrase that I've been, you know, it's kind of popular everywhere. And you guys might hear children in the background. That's just the way it is. The nanny is taking care of
probably them. Your mind.
So they're not neglected, they're being taken care of. But yeah, so you, I just feel like there's this phrase that has kind of been popular lately, and it's choose joy. But it literally is something that I myself am like literally choosing. It's a very intentional choice. And I feel like you do it so well. And I just had to get you on here to talk about, like, how is it that you do it so well? Does it come naturally for you?
Does it come naturally? I don't think it does. I don't think it comes naturally for anyone, to be honest. I think it's really easy for us all to focus on what we see. And because it's our senses, it's our 5 senses, we see, we hear, we smell, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to, you know, we've all changed diapers, you know, you're changing a diaper, you're like, this doesn't smell like poop. It's fine. It smells like roses. And it's like, no, this smells like some doo-doo. Yeah. It smells horrible. It smells really bad.
Yeah.
And I think joy is no different. I think it's really our natural inclination, if we allow it, to really just look at our senses, look at what we see, look at what we smell, look at what we're touching, and that's it. And we can, I think it's our human nature to get into that. as opposed to taking a step back and really looking at it holistically and what is needed right now and what is it that is important right now. And so, no, I think it's, for me, I have to really make a choice. I have to make a choice like everybody else. What is it that, yes, this is what I see. This is, also, you know, this is my perception of it. And yeah. Perception is a big thing. You know, I'm huge into therapy. And one of the things that John and I talk about a lot is how we're only perceiving 50% of something. That's it. We're only seeing our side of it and how we feel about it. And then our own perception can be skewed as well. So say, for example, if you have trauma that you're working through, you're seeing it from that lens. You're seeing it from that lens. And there's a whole other 50% that we're not even a lot of times considering.
Yeah.
So when it comes to joy and cultivating that and really choosing that, there's a lot of different steps involved. There's the part of, okay, what am I seeing and what am I really seeing? And what am I looking at it through? And then after that, and only after that, I think, is when we can make a conscious choice to actually choose joy. Yeah.
It's interesting what you said about like being able to see 50% of the situation, because I'm huge into therapy too lately. And like when you think about a traumatic experience, and for example, someone who might be in like an abusive relationship, right? And the abuser, the person who is doing the abusing, we're thinking they're just abusing the person, but who knows what they're carrying from their family of origin or from abuse that they've experienced themselves, and how that abuse is carrying over as like a means of, I don't know, they just think that this is how you're supposed to do life. That's so interesting perception of it all. Okay, so do you believe that there's a difference between happiness and joy? And how would you describe that difference if you think there is one?
Absolutely. I think happiness is circumstantial. Is that a word?
Circumstantial.
Circumstantial. I was like, wait a minute. That's not the word I'm looking for. I just made up a word. It's based on circumstances. It can change like that, you know? It's like, I love that movie Inside Out, the Pixar movie.
Yes. Right? I always say it's a good one.
It's a good movie. Yes. And kids, they don't really.
It goes over their head sometimes. I understand
they ain't lived the life yet.
It's so good though.
They ain't lived this life yet.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but it's, you think about how the character in there has, you know, she can change like that. One minute she's angry, the next minute she's happy, the next minute she's sad. And it's the same thing. I think that's what happiness is. It's like, I know the character was named Joy, but actually it's happiness. Because in the moment, you're just going through different emotions and they're all good. I mean, I could not eat right now and I get hangry. And then the moment I eat, I'm happy.
I just
like that. I'm happy. And joy, I think, is a lot deeper. It's deeper than that. It is this choice. Mm-hmm. It's a choice, you know? It's like, okay, I'll give you an example. So I think it was last week, I ordered Postmates because I was hungry and I was tired and I was hungry and I get hangry. Like I shut down when I'm hungry. Like I can't form words. I don't, everything's just wrong when I'm hungry. And I try to do better at like making sure that I'm constantly eating so that way I don't go there. And John does also make sure that I'm constantly eating so I don't go there. But so I'm on the couch, we order Postmates. I end up falling asleep because I'm tired too. Jupiter's been sleeping really weird. And so I fall asleep. I get this text message from the Postmates person and, you know, she's like, hey, I'm running late because of, I had to get gas and I ran out of gas. So I had to get more gas or something like that. I was halfway asleep. So it just seemed like a lot. It was like, you know, that text message. It's like, I don't need to know your entire life. I don't know.
What? Wait, she had to get gas and then she had to get more gas? That's crazy.
She said something about a hill and she had to climb, she had to drive up the hill, and then the hill she ran out of gas, or she almost ran out of gas, so she get more. And then I was like, is she getting like gas mile by mile? What's happening here? I want my food. So she calls me because I didn't text back because I was exhausted and I fell asleep. And she calls me, she's like, hey, just wanna let you know that, you know, I'm on my way, I had to get gas, and you know, it was kind of far, your restaurant and all that kind of stuff. And granted, I've ordered here before. We've ordered there a couple of times, more times than I would like to say we've ordered from there, and no one's ever said that, but whatever, I digress. So I get in a mood. There is no joy. I am hungry. I am pissed. I want food. Where's my food? I ordered priority. I deserve food. And so I go in the kitchen. I'm gonna cut myself some sourdough bread. I'm cutting the sourdough bread all angry. And about which to is cut weird. Yourself. It's like, how are you gonna be angry at yourself? Right. I'm like, I'm gonna cut myself some sourdough bread. Where's my bread knife? I'm like cutting it and I'm putting butter on it. I'm eating it angry. I'm sitting there, my arms folded. And she brings the food. And I'm like, you know, I get the food or whatever. And I had this epiphany, again, that 50% perspective. And also I had some sourdough bread, so that made it feel a little bit better. I was no longer hungry. So I can actually have some perspective.
Yes.
I can have some perspective now because I ate some sourdough bread. But I took a step back and I was like, wait a minute. Okay. One, you're hungry. You're hungry. So there's that. Two, perspective. 50% of the perspective here. My 50% is I'm hungry. I order priority. Where's my food? Arr. And then other 50%, maybe she had to get gas mile by mile. Maybe, I mean, it's a pandemic. You know, she is, you know, getting food for me during a pandemic.
Yeah.
And then that perspective allowed me to have gratitude. And just say, wait a minute, I'm grateful for her for going in a restaurant, curbside or otherwise, to grab me some food. I really appreciate that. I am grateful that she took time out to even text me. She could have just been real bogus and I said nothing. I said, screw you and your priority.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I was able to order Postmates because there are many people who aren't able to do that right now. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that Postmates isn't even an option. Because really? Had this been 10 years ago, we would all been up the hill, like up the creek.
Yeah.
And again, maybe she had to get gas mile by mile.
Maybe she had to get a little bit paid for her gas.
There's that part. There's that part. So when I was able to do that, I was able to be joyful and cultivate joy. You know what? This food is about to be bomb. This food is going to be so good. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy about this food. Oh my gosh. It tastes so good. You know? So, you know, I think it's, again, it's perspective. Mm-hmm. It's perspective. And also making sure that you're eating. You're not angry.
That is important, Brandy. You know, you bring up an interesting, last year, like toward the last quarter of the year of 2020, I was going back and forth with this whole idea of gratitude. Because for me, it was starting to feel like gratitude was a way of settling. Like, just be grateful, you know, like it could be worse. Yeah. Be grateful. But then I don't know what shifted in me. I don't know what the moment was, but something happened to the point where I was like, oh no. Like, gratitude really does cultivate joy and contentment. And for me, like, contentment especially is something that I have struggled with, because I am like someone who is constantly comparing herself to other people and what they got going and what they're doing. But like, when I have really started to embrace like being grateful for all that God has given me, it does cultivate this joy, this contentment that is really not tangible. It's not something that somebody else can touch or grab or take away from me. And I totally see that in you, the way that you, and then too, I wanted to ask you about this, because I feel like I think you recently wrote a post about just like fully like embracing your body. You know, like, I feel like joy just like spills through your pores. You know what I'm saying? It's just all in you, girl. And can you talk to us about that? Because I think that even like, as much as joy can be something that isn't, I don't even know if I'm making sense in the way that I'm trying to talk about it, but as much as it's something that's not tangible, like, there is this one piece about being comfortable in your own skin that helps to even more so elevate that joy that we have. Can you talk? Yeah, go ahead.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. It's interesting. I feel like I am 38. I turned 38 this past July. And it isn't until I think 37, 38, where I started feeling like, I feel good in this. And I think part of it was, again, that gratitude piece. I am waking up every morning. I have air in my lungs. I got my arms. Mm-hmm. I got my mind. Mm-hmm. Like the old folks used to say, you know, woke up this morning in my good mind. With my mind. Exactly. You know, it's like, I woke up this morning in my right mind. Mm-hmm. That right there. Because there are some people who really didn't. Yeah. There are people who did not wake up at all, you know? There are folks who are really battling their health, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm probably healthier than I've ever was in my 20s. So it's those things like that, where when you are grateful, you're grateful, then all the other stuff, it's like, yeah, I got some stretch marks because I had three babies. Yeah, my boobs are they may touch my knees. That's fine. That's exciting. Yeah. Couldn't do that before.
But, you know, talent.
That's an exaggeration. But, you know, it's like just being mm-hmm. grateful is like, it's a thing. Yeah. It's a thing, because what's the alternative? Yeah. The alternative is for us to get in the mud and like, oh, well, this didn't work and da 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 da. And, oh my gosh, look at that. Yeah. You know, we can do that. Mm-hmm. But what does it do? And who does mm-hmm. it serve?
Yeah.
Like, really, who does it serve?
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't do anything. So, I mean, that for me has been a big thing for me. And I've been on the other end where, you know, growing up, you know, oh, my skin, oh, my nose, oh, my this, oh, my that, oh, you know, all these things. Oh, I wish my hair looked like this. I wish my this looked like that. I wish I didn't have a big old mouth. I remember as a kid thinking, my mouth is really big, like the cavity of it, just like it's big. Mm-hmm. I remember trying to like dumb down my smile a bit, like just take it down mm-hmm. like 10 inches, just like, instead of like this, like just. Four. You know, and yeah. It's like, what does that do? What is yeah. that? Who does that serve? It does nothing for no one. Mm-hmm. And that is a really bad grammatical sentence, but it does nothing. It does nothing.
I love
it
that
serves
question.
No one.
Yeah.
I feel like that's such a good question. Who does it serve? Who does it serve? And that helps with the perspective too. I love it. I was going to ask you something yeah. else. I had, oh, okay. So I'm a little bit, I don't know if I'm breaking away from the topic, but I just wanted this to be a free form conversation. But earlier when you were introducing yourself, you said you wanted to be for others what you needed in that moment or something to that effect. And I was like, ah, like that's exactly why I do Yvette Unplugged. That's exactly why I do How Married Are You with my husband. That's exactly why we share our lives so much on the internet, because
yeah.
I feel like, okay, I don't know about you, but I feel like I was kind of just thrown to the wolves. Like I kind of like, and maybe you're more prepared for life than I was. Not to say that my parents didn't prepare me, but I just feel like there could have been a lot more preparation that happened. In my mm-hmm. life. And so for me, I just like to offer people perspective in order to be able to have a realistic view of what it's like to be Black in America, to be married, to be believers, to be a parent,
yeah.
to raise boys, to raise girls. You know what I mean? Like, I want people to yeah. have a realistic idea of what it looks like, but still like promote joy. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard. But it can still be done well. And you can still have joy while doing it. You can still choose joy while growing through these things and doing all the things. And so, I don't know. I just really appreciated you saying that, because it's nice to know that other people are being intentional about being a little bit vulnerable and authentic. With where they are yeah. in life to like yeah. offer people realistic perspectives of what is to come.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, exactly. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't know that I have anything else for you. I have really enjoyed this conversation. Do you have anything you want to say to my peoples? They are mostly women. I am assuming, if you are a man listening to this, you should hit me up in my DMs and let me know, because or don't hit me up in my DMs. I don't know. But just like, let me know that if you are, I'd be curious to know if men are listening. But yeah. Is there anything you want to leave my listeners with? I usually end the episode with like a tidbit of wisdom or something that is encouragement to them that I feel like could be an encouragement to them. And so, if you have anything, share. If not, no worries.
We can move on.
I would say my piece of advice would be just keep going. Keep going. You know, and I think that's part of the cultivating of joy. Keep going. You know, everything's not always rosy. Everything's not always great. Everything's not always just like, oh my God, that poop diaper smells like roses. It's so yummy.
Yeah.
When we do that, when we talk about things that we experience like that, mm-hmm. we sound delusional and we sound nuts. That's nuts, right? And and really it's detachment. It's detachment. Mm. And so no one is asking anyone to detach from reality. Mm-hmm. But I do believe there's power when we just decide, just keep going, keep going and see what's going to happen next. Keep going and see how this pans out. Keep going, you know, and a lot of times when we do that, whether it's one breath at a time or one meal at a time or one, you know, piece of sourdough at a time, whatever, you know, girl, that's self-care. I'm literally gonna go in there and feed my sourdough starter.
You're making me want some, like, now.
Hey, listen, we'll arrange a drop off. We'll figure out some sourdough starter drop off. Once you get started, you won't stop. I'm just telling you, you will never be able to buy store bought bread ever again. Ever.
The next time I see you, I need some.
Yeah, you'll be the bougie bread maker that someone bring you some bread. You're like, no. Like, do you see this? I eat sourdough. It's a thing. It's a vibe.
You're so funny.
But whatever it is your way of self-care, keep doing that and just keep going. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Keep on keeping on. Well,
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to hearing feedback about how much people love you here. And I am just going to let you go. I probably will have you on again because I really do want to get into postpartum and I want to have a series on that as well. So I definitely will be having you back. You guys will hear from her again.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much.
Count me in.
Oh, wait. Before you go though, tell everybody, where can they find you?
The interwebs. You can find me on @bstereo on Instagram. It's just @bstereo. Online, just at notsoprivateparts.life, or anywhere on Moms in Color. Just, you know, that's it. You know, just
are y'all doing
different places? We are, and I mean, they're gonna be virtual. We're actually working on our yearly conference, and I think we looked at possibly it being in July again. So we're working on that. We're working on something else that's pretty awesome. That involves motherhood and involves storytelling. And so we're super excited about that. And those are our two babies that we're really, really focusing on this year. We love our Moms in Color community and we see the need. And so, July is what we're kind of looking at for the conference this year.
Yes, there is most definitely a need. I need y'all to have a branch out here in San Diego.
I know. It's needed. It is. And I mean, I miss our in-person events because it's such our conference is it's this big reunion that happens of we can kind of connect in real life, and the folks that you saw online, you'd be like, oh, there they are. I can hug you, you know, but we ain't hugging right now because of pandemic.
Fist bump, elbow bump.
So, you know, virtual it is until it's not. And so we miss everyone and we miss real people. We miss people.
Yeah, guys, if you are not following Moms in Color and you're not familiar with that organization, then I would definitely suggest following them on Instagram. I will put all of their information in the show notes below. All right, we are going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm going to stop recording now. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Brandy. I am a true fan of her and just her spirit and her energy and the beautiful soul that she actually is. If you are not following her on all the interweb, please make sure you do. I have put her information in the show notes below. And just as you go about your week or just life, I would encourage you to just keep on keeping on, y'all. Like, joy is a choice. It is something that we must do with intention. And I love how I love her like changing the diaper analogy of like, there's poop in the diaper. It smells like poop. We can't deny that it smells like poop, but we're just going to go ahead and wrap that thing up and put it in the diaper pail and just, you know, choose to embrace the smell. I don't know. That's not probably not exactly what she was saying with her analogy, but it is a choice. And so I firmly believe, and I have come to know without the shadow of a doubt, that gratitude cultivates joy. And so just finding something to be joyful, I mean, to be grateful for, is truly a way to choose joy on a daily basis. I love how she was talking about, like, you know, you woke up this morning, there's already something to be grateful for. You can use your arms and your legs, and you have air in your lungs. There's just things that we can really, like, when you think about it, like, I the other day was going on my walk, and I was thinking about, like, our heart and how it's probably the one organ that we take for granted the most. Like, it's always doing the work. It's pumping the blood. It's getting the oxygen through our veins. It's doing all the things. And it's doing it maybe it's not effortlessly, but it's just something that's working that we aren't necessarily always thinking about. And so that in and of itself is just something to be grateful for. And so, yes, I am grateful for y'all. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yvette Unplugged. I know that you could be spending your time listening to something else or doing something else or inviting someone else along with you as you wash the dishes or go on your walk or are in your car ride. I know. And so I am so grateful that you have chosen to engage with me in this way. And so happy hump day. I will see you next week on Yvette Unplugged.